Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Carbondale, Illinois. One of my favorite pastimes is to go to a busy place and sit alone. Without busying myself with a book or newspaper, I enjoy watching the world unfold before my eyes. I was sitting in a coffee shop one day when two young mothers walked in. One of the women was pregnant, and both women had a small child. As I watched them get settled, I thought about the time I told my former husband, "Isn't that something? God put us together, and we had a miniature us. That's what that was for." It's truly magical to watch these tiny people begin their life. Louder crying children typically don't annoy me. After all, I had one of those tiny people of my own, and she wasn't always the quietest child. On this particular morning, I wasn't bothered by the children. It was one of the parents who disturbed me. One mother had a little boy who was just learning to walk. This little boy was very quiet and inquisitive and was learning to explore in the standing position, smiling and pumping his fat little legs up and down while he proudly stood beside his mother's chair and held tight to her leg. It was so cute. The other mother, who was probably in her third trimester, had a little girl who must have been about 3 years old. I certainly remember my daughter's questions when she was three. Every sentence I spoke was countered with the question, "But Rye?" This little girl was bursting with energy, exploration, and excitement. Everything was new, and she wanted to know, "Rye?" Every time she asked her mommy a question, her mother shot back with anger and disgust, "Sit down. Can't you see I'm trying to talk? I'm sorry, my daughter is a brat. Quit acting like a brat. I said stop it. What's wrong with you? She's just trying to get attention. I said sit down and shut up. I'm getting very tired of you. She always has to pull this crap in public. Are we going to have to leave because of you?" One snide remark after another came out of this woman's mouth. Okay, so she was pregnant, and maybe her emotions were out of sync, but this kind of trash talk to a three-year-old is completely and absolutely unacceptable. The mother was talking so horrible to this beautiful Shirley Temple-looking little girl that it was just breaking my heart. She was so angelic and peaceful when she was sitting on her mother's lap with her ear nestled against her breast. After the little girl was silenced, the mother firmly sat her back on the floor and said, "Now play." They were both children of God, the mother and the child, and I wanted to stop the mother from feeling so angry and disgusted and reflect something more beautiful to her little puffy-cheeked cherub. This woman had no idea what she was teaching her child, her friend, or me, a complete stranger. She was teaching us all to think negatively about her own child. We were all being filled with the idea that her daughter was a brat and that there must be something wrong with her. I knew she wouldn't want someone to just walk up and say, "Gee, lady, your kid's a brat. What's wrong with her?" Yet everything this woman did led us to this conclusion. A parent is a child's first teacher. When we display anger or impatience, we make these emotions available for assimilation by our children. It is our responsibility as parents to be good role models to those whom we choose to bring into this world. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, "Until we meet again, Deinada gohaya," and remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.